Good afternoon, welcome to the Culture History Arts Centre. This is the third podcast, and with me at Culture History Arts Centre, around the table, we have Stafford Glover, we have Neil Darcy-Jones, and we have Bex. Bex is the only person here today without a surname, aren't you, Bex?
That's correct.
Why is that?
I like to think of myself as like Madonna.
Ah, yeah. Do you? A material girl?
Exactly.
Yes. So what we've got is a fantastic show in store for you. My name is Anthony Clavain. I'm on the board here at Colchester Arts Centre. The very first person I'd like to come to today is Neil Darcy-Jones. By the way, do you prefer Neil Darcy-Jones or Neil Jones?
Well, I mean, if Bex is calling herself Bex, then just NDJ, maybe.
Okay.
If that's okay.
It's absolutely okay.
And I also, contractually, I'm obliged to say that it's Neil Darcy-Jones, Arts Editor for the Essex County Standard and Colchester Gazette. Otherwise, people in Gazette Towers get a bit upset.
I understand that.
If that's okay. But everyone knows me as, you know, a general, gad about town.
By the way, you're not going to say that because we're going to edit that out.
Oh, that's outrageous. You'll get me sacked, Anthony.
No.
Again.
So, NDJ, okay.
Yeah. NDJ, okay.
Yeah.
It's expanded already, I love it.
Yes, apparently you're living with Lucy.
I'm not living with Lucy.
No. Oh,
and to
Catherine.
Catherine, and to prove that this is live, that's an Arts Centre phone going in the background.
But the show that you've picked out, and you are the distinguished, let me just say, in all seriousness, you are our distinguished local arts correspondent stroke critic, and you know, I've known you for many years, and you are basically Mr. Arts and Colchester. You've chosen Living with Lucy, which is a show...
Living with Luke.
Oh, sorry. You've chosen...
But I like the idea of Living with Lucy. I don't know if Paulty Davis, the playwright and guy who runs Stage Right, would. No, I have chosen Living with Luke.
And
it's
why?
Tell the
listener.
Nice to know the board's very familiar with the programme.
He knows it inside and out. It was for comedic purposes, wasn't it?
I did it on purpose.
As a joke. As a nice segue into me talking about the show.
Looked like a lack of knowledge to me.
I'll ignore that.
Yes.
Why are you so keen on Living with Luke?
Well, mainly because I've seen it already. Yeah. It was on the Mercury, I want to say, last year, maybe the year before. And it's a play that's been written by Paulty Davis, who I'm sure our listeners will know.
Can I just correct you there?
Yes.
Our listener, we've only got one.
Oh, you've only got one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So our listener, that's you, John, obviously. We won't give your address. Paulty Davis is a local playwright, theatre maker, director, also writes reviews for the newspaper. Mm. And he has written this beautiful play, which is essentially based on a blog by a guy called Danson Thunderbolt, not his real name.
Just known as Thunderbolt.
They call him Danson, but he's actually
after Ted
Danson from Cheers fame. Yes.
Really?
No.
Oh.
And he lives out in the west of the county, but he is essentially a teacher, and he wrote this blog about his son who is who has autism, and Paul read it, loved it. Went to see him and said, I really like to write a play about your experiences with your son and autism, and was looking for a way of telling Danson's story. Mm. And then right at the end, when he'd finished interviewing Danson, he saw some pictures on on his mantelpiece of Danson in his wrestling gear.
Oh.
And Paul said, oh, you're a wrestler. And then Danson told him about his wrestling and how he was a semi-professional wrestler. And then, of course, you know, Paul sort of put two together and thought, you know, on a day-to-day basis, you're wrestling every day with autism and you're writing about it.
It's
this
a
would be
metaphor.
Absolutely, it would be a perfect way of telling your story through the vehicle of wrestling.
Yeah.
And so this show, what makes this show such a... It's very poignant and it's a beautifully told, but it's also a great spectacle as well because it involves a wrestling ring and it involves proper wrestlers.
You should mention that, but the last time I came to the Arts Centre and they had a wrestling ring, wrestlers were thrown out of the wrestling ring, and I was with my then little boy, who was about 5 or something then, and he's now 18, And he was a bit scared. So
this was the Mexican wrestling.
Yes,
I was there too. Either. Yes, yeah. It was slightly.
I didn't see you.
Well, that's because I was cowering under the chair because they were throwing. They were literally throwing.
It was a great, great show. It was wonderful, but it was a bit scary. Now, obviously, there won't be.
People will not be. No. The last time I saw it at the Mercury, no one was physically thrown from the ring, unlike the Mexican wrestling. Mm. But there is, there's proper wrestling. There's proper. Good. And I'm going to shame myself by trying to slam down, slam dunks. The one listener who listens to this will now be.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, no, good. I'm making it up as I go along. But there's proper wrestling moves.
Oh, I see.
Bouncing
is
from.
That a wrestling move?
I don't know, to be honest with you, Anthony.
Banks, have you ever wrestled?
It's a slightly personal question, Anthony.
No, but I mean, I can neither
confirm nor deny my connections to wrestling.
Stafford, what happened to the Saturday morning wrestling on TV? That was proper wrestling.
That was actually
with giant haystacks and Big Daddy.
Oh, we're now outing,
real name Shirley Crabtree.
We're now outing Shirley Crabtree. Stafford Glover here.
Is there a local connection? Did Shirley Crabtree have a local connection?
Oh, he must. Everyone's got a local connection.
Must be.
To the Cultural Arts Centre.
You should do a project.
What do you think? That's my job as a local journalist, is to find local connections.
Boys,
you know,
please get a room. Get a room.
Well, we could wrestle Stafford and Neil wrestling.
Yeah. Skull Murphy. That was
maybe that could be a preamble to the Living with Luke show.
Very different show.
A very different show.
By the way, have you considered changing your name to Skull Murphy?
By the way, can I just bring this back to the show? At the weekend, you two are actually going to a wedding.
We are, not our own.
Is there going to be any wrestling between you going on?
No, only in a sort of like intellectual way.
Okay.
That's how Staff and I intellectually wrestled.
However, I'm not ruling it out.
Okay. Now, Living with Luke is an amazing show, fantastic
it
show,
is.
And we are looking forward to that. Thank you, Neil.
Shall I say when it is on?
Yes, please.
Because I believe as a What's On editor, that is my job. So, Living with Luke, this is the technical bit, listener. Living with Luke is on at the Cultural Arts Centre on Saturday, the 9th of September. There are two shows, not one, two shows. Doors open at 2:30 and the first show starts at 3. Second show, doors open at 7:30 and the show starts at 8 p.m. I would strongly recommend, John, you go and see it.
Well, my name's Anthony, actually, but there you go. So, coming on to Bex now.
So we're not doing me then.
Oh no! All right. On to
Stafford. No, it's fine. No, move on. That's fine. That's fine. It's not the first time this has happened. Carry on.
Okay. You really don't mind, Bex? He's getting a bit sensitive there. Bex, I share your excitement about My Chemical Romance, and a lot of people don't know this about me, but you know, they were like when I was a teenager growing up. In the 1940s, they were one of my favourite bands. Now, on a serious note, the very famous member of that band, Frank Iero, or is it Iero, one of the two, is going to come by himself to Colchester Arts Centre. You are a huge, huge fan of this person, and you've been trying to get him along. Can you explain to the listener, John, what your excitement is about Frank? Why is it so special that he's coming to the Arts Centre?
Well, My Chemical Romance was one of the first sort of bands that I really got into a lot as a teenager. I don't think they were the first band I ever went to see, but they were definitely one of the first.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting to have Frank coming here with his project, Frank Aero and the Patience. That's going to be on October 17th.
It's October the 17th.
Nitty gritty.
I know it's a while away, listener, but you've, and John, I know, contain yourself, but you've got to think of it in terms of it's going to be a big demand. I mean, he is, you know, a kind of cult in Colchester, and I did say cult there, Neil, by the way. And we've got to actually say that he's going to draw a big crowd. So we're announcing it now, and it's exciting, but even though it is October, so would you advise people to book early to avoid disappointment?
Yeah, we'd definitely advise people to book. The tickets are £17. You can get them from our website, which is colchesterartscentre.com. I'd highly advise you do that soon.
So, Bex, I know that you are into your music, and I know that we have also in this podcast Stafford Glover, who is responsible for hiring all the great bands that come to the Arts Centre. I just wondered, Stafford, what's your view of My Chemical Romance and Frank Iero?
I've never really had a view on My Chemical Romance other than taunting Bex for the enjoyment she clearly gleans from listening to them. But no, it's a great show.
It's a
really,
it's a
really
good.
It's a brilliant gig to have. been talking to Jeff, his agent, for a lot of years. Jeff also being the very nice guy who gave us Muse years ago, if anyone remembers that.
Okay. So
we're really, really chuffed to be having him. And it's sold, I think we've sold just about half the tickets already. So, you want to get in quick if you want to come to that one.
Yeah.
The supports sound good as well. I think one's pulled out.
Yeah, he's just announced his new EP as well that's going to be coming out in September, which is Keep the Coffins Coming, which is produced by Steve Albini as well, who's...
The legendary. No, I seriously know all about Steve Albini.
Yeah.
I love Steve Albini. He did
very
stuff
good
with
at mic and drums.
Smiths. He did stuff with the Smiths.
Very
Nirvana,
dry.
Yeah. Pixies.
Yeah.
He did
the
Pixies.
PJ Harvey.
I got offered a ticket for PJ Harvey today.
Emma Wallace has walked into the room.
Not PJ Harvey.
But you'll remember, listener, that she was the star of our first
podcast.
She
does a PJ Harvey tribute act.
She does, indeed.
It's brilliant.
You do look
brilliant.
A bit like Polly.
Really?
Yeah.
Emma,
absolutely.
Come and join us for this podcast, number 3.
As though she knew we were doing it.
Can I do a very quick, this is all spontaneous. You know, we had a fantastic podcast and we had a fantastic show.
Yeah.
Which you were involved as local organiser. Can you just give a report back in like one sentence?
So this is, just to be clear, this is my bit interrupted again.
Stafford will get
around
to you
for someone who is essentially a peripheral guest.
Oh, well, that's very...
Far more interesting.
Yeah.
Fair enough, okay.
Emma is not peripheral.
No, never. Just to say, it was a splendid evening, in fact, two evenings. What was the reaction, you know, what was the feedback? To the mammalian diving reflexes, all the sex I've ever had.
The feedback was very good. People really enjoyed it. There was some discussion that the songs they chose for each decade weren't entirely accurate, but I think that was male members of the audience. I don't think the women noticed, but
I think
the men did for some reason.
This would be an interesting way to get into this thing about, because we've got here with Bex and of course Stafford, two people who are really into their music. Is there a gender divide sometimes on that? You know, are men a little bit more... Welcome.
Hello.
Anthony
Roberts.
Have you been Walter?
Yes. Can you put him back in that cupboard, Neil, where he's locked up?
he's much better out of the cupboard, as we all are.
Yeah. But in fact, what I just want to say, Emma, is it was such a brilliant show. It was like one of the best things I've ever seen at Colchester Arts Centre. And you were like the local organiser. You must be feeling sort of almost elated at the response.
Yeah, really good. Really great response.
Yeah.
Fantastic audiences.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody that took part
in
the show really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Let's
hope they come back to Colchester to do something else.
I'd love them to come back. Fantastic company. I'm sorry to spring that on you.
It's all right.
I think it's
Stafford's turn to say something.
I'm sorry, we haven't got time for Stafford.
The time is is passed.
We will squeeze.
Squeeze
Stafford in. Thanks, Emma. Thanks for joining us. Now over to the man himself, Stafford. And surname Glover, of course.
Yes.
You've got a great event here. I know this because I was talking to a few people in the pub yesterday and they thought, has Colchester Arts Centre really booked Alan Moore? Because he is an absolute legend, especially to comic book fans. So could you tell us about Alan Moore, who is coming to the Colchester Arts Centre, I think, next month?
Alan Moore is here on the 28th of September with MacGillivray supporting. MacGillivray being an artist we've had a number of times, who is one of our favourites here. So Alan Moore, I guess most well known for things like films like Watchmen, which I think he publicly disavows, and the
League. Excuse me, can you be quiet, please? We're doing a podcast. Shut up.
Sorry, have you been in?
Right, sorry, carry on.
Yeah, but known to me, because one of the first comic series that I really got into, The Ballad of Halo Jones in 2000 AD. So very, very pleased to be having him. Don't actually know what he's going to be talking about yet or reading from. So it's all a bit up in the air. But, you know, as someone said recently, it's God visiting Colchester. So.
Yeah.
You should come along. And MacGillivray in support is great. He's a really, really great. Is a great act in her own right.
Yeah.
She'll be doing a mixture of reading some of her poetry and performing Yeah. Various. I'm getting distracted by this man here.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's great. It's £12, £10 concessions. Just it's on the 28th of September.
God, then suddenly Anthony Roberts appeared. This is a man who suffers from the God delusion. He really thinks he is God.
Well, you've got to model yourself on someone.
But Alan Moore, I was talking, as I said, also, people were so excited about the fact
it is. It's, what's also very exciting is that Chris Moore, our front of house manager's father, is also known as Alan Moore.
Oh,
and we are working on ways of incorporating him into the show.
Yeah. Well, that's hilarious. Right. Now, moving on. What we need to do now is conclude.
Sound hilarious to me.
We need to conclude Colchester Arts Centre's number 3 podcast. For those of you who are keeping track of these things, we had an excellent first podcast. We've got an excellent third podcast about to finish. Do not mention, whatever you do, Colchester Arts Centre podcast number 2. Please, don't mention it.
Didn't exist.
Never happened. Never happened. Now, to finish then, Staff, what would you like to say?
Well, I wouldn't like to say anything else, but I know that you were. I've got a feeling that you might want to talk about.
Can you interview me now about this?
The citizen journalism evening happening at Colchester Arts Centre on the 7th of September, which is an initiative that I believe that you're involved at the heart of.
Well, absolutely. By the way, Bex is now trying to leave the building. Show a bit of respect.
This is going to be the most interesting section of the podcast.
Trying to make a smooth exit didn't happen.
Corner of my eye noticed that. No, this is actually going to be the first opportunity at the Arts Centre for young, aspiring journalists, broadcasters, podcasters, people like indeed Bex, who's famously done many podcasts over the years, haven't you?
Incredibly famous.
Yeah. You've done podcasts about like book reviews and stuff, haven't
That's
you?
That's correct.
Yes. Yeah. So you know what it's about. Now, you are probably one of the youngest people here at the Arts Centre, but we are going to try and get people who are a lot younger, for example, than me. I mean, I was 40 yesterday, so we do want to go a bit sort of lower than that. Mm. And we want to attract them to the Arts Centre because Neil, and let me bring in Neil Jones here. He's somebody who's helped a lot of people, mentored people, young people to sort of get started in journalism. Now, arts centre journalism, we're not talking about the arts or even news journalism, we're talking about writing, reviews, previews, interviews about, it could be Alan Moore, it could be Living with Luke, it could be Frankie Aero, it could be me, because, you know, I'm appearing at the Arts Centre. But, you know, we want people to get involved, write, broadcast about them. Neil, you've got experience of doing this. Tell us what the citizen journalism workshop or session, what it's all about.
Well, it's something that you and I have spoken about for a lengthy period of time, mainly because we every year go to the Sixth Form College and we talk to students there about what we do. And from off the back of that, lots of students have come up to me and you and said, look, you know, we need some experience, we need some guidance, we need, you know, people to push us in the right direction. And, you know, in the newspaper, I've tried to bring on board a number of people who have written reviews for me. There's a couple in particular who have then gone on to make careers in journalism. And so, you know, it's what Jack Lemmon calls, and I know this is very twee, and forgive me, John, it's sending the lift back down, you know. And so, I've had a very enjoyable career in journalism and writing, and I've got to see some great shows. But there is young people who are coming along, and they're wondering, you know, they want to do what I do, and they're wondering how to go about doing it. And the Arts Centre citizen journalism is a perfect way of doing that, and of getting introduced to not only our you know, our profession, but also the Arts Centre, how it works, what kind of, you know, shows come up, you know, here on a weekly basis, but also just, you know, just the craft of writing.
Yeah. So that's going to happen in September, is that right, Staff?
Yeah.
And if people want to join that and to book, that's free. But it'd be
free to come along. If you want to book in advance, you may via our website or give us a call. It's listed as 7:30 for an 8:00 start, so come along and we'll have some nibbles and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just very, very informal, I think, is the key word. So just sort of come along. You can talk about what you do if you're doing something, or just listen if you're interested in
So there'll be me, there'll be Neil Darcy Jones, I mean, there'll be also hopefully...
You and Neil will be there, which obviously is the only kind of downsides to the thing.
Well, I'd like to say that's a massive pull, to be honest with you. And I mean, you know, very rarely is Anthony Clavain and Neil Darcy Jones in the same room together.
Absolutely.
And when that happens, you want to buy your tickets.
Rumours that they were actually the same person.
Well, there was rumours.
We're like, do you remember Peters and Lee? We're like the Peters and Lee of the of the art scene.
Pearl and Dean.
Torville and Dean.
Very good. On that humorous note, we'll say goodbye. So it's goodbye from Stafford.
Goodbye.
Goodbye from Neil.
Goodbye.
And goodbye from Madonna.
Goodbye.
Turn it off.
Can't stop it.
Turn it off.